Mana. Mana is my grandfather in his retirement from the darkness and depths and ingrained dust of the coal mine to mow the marae lawn that extends to the front of his twice-built house, with two coal ovens eternally warm beneath the simmering pots of the boil-up, behind unlocked doors where footwear for a centipede aligns beneath his broad veranda. Mana is his right to deafness when the noise of meaninglessness assails his ears and he sees fit to visit his church of ancestors and lost lovers, whispering his korero to them amid the clamour of grandchildren and aunties. Aunties think they run his world, yet he remains remote from their cacophony. Never mind, they mean well, eh? Mana is the pinstriped suit immaculately pressed and never out of fashion, hung for Sundays and marae committee meetings, and visits out of the rohe to see his daughter or his son or his countless mokopuna, dry cleaned and crisp to match the obsidian shine of his shoes and the jaunt of his dark fedora. Mana is the man who does without saying.